Welcome to the RCI Business Report for today, December 4th, 2019. Today, our report covers the Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, and the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange. On the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange, there were no trades on the ECSE on December 3rd, 2019. Here are some of the latest closing prices for the equities listed on the ECSE. Bank of St. Vincent and the Grenadines Limited, $6.17. East Caribbean Financial Holding Company Limited, $4.50. Grenada Electricity Services Limited, $10. Republic Bank of Grenada Limited, $45. Grenada Cooperative Bank, $8. St. Lucia Electricity Services Limited, $20. SL Horsford & Company, $2. Bank of Nevis Limited, $3.50. On the Trinidad Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 12 securities, of which 3 advanced, 2 declined, and 7 traded firm. Trading activity on the first-tier market registered a volume of 52,575 shares, crossing the floor of the exchange, valued at $623,550.52. Grace Kennedy Limited was the volume leader with 18,689 shares, changing hands for a value of $64,290.16, followed by JMMB Group Limited with a volume of 10,200 shares being traded for $24,980. National Flour Mills Limited contributed 10,000 shares with a value of $13,600, while Trinidad and Tobago NGL Limited added 3,225 shares valued at $67,991.25. First Citizens Bank Limited registered the day's largest gain, increasing 31 cents to end the day at $42.41. Conversely, JMMB Group Limited registered the day's largest decline, falling 4 cents to close at $2.45. Cleco Investment Fund was the only active security on the mutual fund market, posting a volume of 13,400 shares valued at $326,650.13. Cleco Investment Fund declined by 1 cent to end at $24.38. Calypso Macro Index Fund remained at $15.84. Epley Caribbean Property Fund Limited SCC Development Fund remained at 67 cents. Epley Caribbean Property Fund Limited SCC Value Fund remained at $1.70. Praetorian Property Mutual Fund remained at $3.05. The second tier market did not witness any activity. Morfin Holdings Limited suspended remained at $12. The SME market did not witness any activity. Cinema One Limited remained at $6.80. The USD equity market did not witness any activity. MPC Caribbean Clean Energy Limited remained at $1. On the Jamaica Stock Exchange in Tuesday's trading session, the following reflects the movement of the JSE indices. The JSE index declined by 372.64 points to close at 503,789.16. The JSE All Jamaican Composite Index declined by 473.42 points to close at 553,280.38. The JSE Select Index declined by 3.77 points to close at 13,017.95. The JSE Cross-Listed Index advanced by 2.93 points to close at 96.77. The JSE Financial Index declined by 0.21 points to close at 136.92. The JSE Manufacturing and Distribution Index declined by 0.68 points to close at 97.39. Overall market activity resulted from trading in 35 stocks, of which 16 advanced, 17 declined, and 2 traded firm. Market volume amounted to 35,992,474 units, valued at over $119,732,181.56. Wigton Wind Farm Limited Ordinary Shares was the volume leader, with 27,666,965 units, followed by Sagicor Select Funds Limited Financial with 5,137,984 units, and Supreme Ventures Limited with 1,009,044 units. On the Barbados Stock Exchange, two traded firm as 58,707 shares traded on the regular market with a total value of $178,381.24. Goddard Enterprises Limited was the volume leader with 53,692 at a high of $3.27, a low of $3.27 before closing at $3.27. They were followed by Epley Caribbean Property Fund Value Fund, which traded 5,015 shares. Today's financial tip: why do I have an account number? The Eastern Caribbean Central Securities Depository holds the ownership records for all securities listed on the ECSE. Therefore, every investor owning any of these securities is assigned an account. A depository account is very similar to a bank account, except it holds securities instead of money. Join us tomorrow for another RCI Business Report.